Secretary. We're just going to say that one more time.
One more time.
The board is
I would like to make a motion.
Let me repeat because the recorder wasn't on. The board is reconvening at 1:39 or 5:39 now after executive session for potential actionable items. Are there any?
I would like to make a motion. You'll have it in front of you. I want to just supply it instead of reading it. Pam. There's one for you, Pam. Based on the multiple recommendations requested by Ms. Catherine Holston, Supervisor of EMS and Trauma for the State of Washington Department of Health, to Chief Jerry Martin of San Juan EMS for primary documentation records as outlined below, I move that Chief Jerry Martin submit his paramedic education and paramedic skills maintenance documentation for the years 2014, 2015, 16, 17, and 18 to Ms. Holston for authentication and verification. Further, that these documents be sent to Ms. Holston by 10 a.m. on Wednesday, December the 7th, 2018. Further, Jerry Martin informs San Juan Public Hospital District Number 1 Superintendent Ms. Pam Hutchins by email of submission of the above said records by 11 a.m. on that day. And further, if Chief Martin fails to submit these documents, that he's suspended from the clinical practice of paramedicine in San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 until such documentation is submitted, verified, and accepted as factual by Ms. Holstein or her appointed representative. That's my motion.
Is there a second?
Oh, you're taping this?
I was just.
Yes, sir.
I was. Is that not okay?
No, I'm sorry.
I was.
I'm just observing that you're operating your cell phone in contrary.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's supposed to be in airplane mode, is it not?
It is.
That's correct.
Yeah, it is.
I announced that today.
Okay. It is.
Yet again.
It's on, but it's in airplane mode. I'll second the motion.
I would like to. Can we have discussion?
Yeah, well, it's discussion.
I'd like to ask how we talk about things that we talked about in executive session. I don't understand quite how we do this.
Well, it's awkward at best. This has, that said, though, this topic of discussion has been aired in the public session quiet. Just a connotation that it was discussed in executive session, the cat's out of the bag, because I call for actionable items, so be it. It's history. Now that we're in the comment period, is the last paragraph, even if this motion passes, the San Juan County PhD number 1 does not have the authority to preclude someone's practice of paramedicine with a current and established paramedicine certification. It doesn't expire until 2020. So that is the end point and inherent in this motion. I'm not going to vote for it at all. Any other opinion?
In the discussion, we do have the authority underneath our contract to ask for this. It is an issue that is at the state, at least in two different levels. This and an investigation that has gone to the point of beyond the initial that I understand from the person that asked for the investigation.
Wait a minute. This is outside the motion. This is a point of order. So we're talking about this motion.
I'm talking about why we have an ethical responsibility to do this. That's not outside this motion. We're in a discussion period. And this is the discussion of why I'm asking for this.
That's
I think we have an ethic. We certainly have the right to ask for this. I feel that we have an ethical responsibility to ask for this because the public has a right to know that we are concerned about them. My concern as a commissioner is to the public. I'd like everything to work just perfectly with EMS and Jerry and Sullivan. That's not the case that's happening. I can't control Sullivan. I've talked to Katie Holstein about this. She has counseled Sullivan. I've talked to Sullivan and counseled him about his attitude in this. And I think his attitude has changed. I don't see much change out of Jerry. And I think it's important that we do this and get these records.
Okay. Dr. Mark, any comments, sir?
You're speaking of ethical concerns. It's ethical not to make false allegations or allegations without evidence. The state has said they have evidence of his certification. So I'm really wondering what else is behind it. Is there some fundamental enmity toward Jerry that is driving this interest, or carrying water for some other individual? I have a concern that there's something more going on here than just licensure. We know that he's legal under CME. It's well documented. Katie Holstein has said it multiple times. Beyond that, I'm not going to make other references here in session, but I think if we're going to approach this ethically, that we have to do a little soul-searching, a little self-examination, and ask what's behind us, what's really behind it.
What's behind it for me is that I have a responsibility to the people of this community, and if I think someone is practicing without the appropriate training, that is my responsibility. Now, if you listen to those tapes, at one point, Holstein will say that being on top of training and doing more training for an agency like this that doesn't have a lot of exposure, you know, they have several calls a day, but they don't have a lot of opportunities for intubation and things like that. So the Department of Health has the ability only to enforce the minimum standards, right? So what she was suggesting was that they do more training. They've met the minimum standards, but in this case, she asked him multiple times for this, and it's not happening. I have a concern.
Does the state say that he is legal?
The state has his paramedic license as legal, but he can't prove the training.
Underneath the license, but it's not necessary for him to prove the training. That's the whole bottom line.
Is it a legal requirement for him to do that?
The thing is, you guys, if he goes out and intubates someone and he causes harm because he hasn't done the training, that's not okay with me. And because we have asked him multiple times to show us that he has done this and he has refused, Dr. Sullivan has asked, the DOH has asked. I understand that you are not interested in being responsible or accountable.
That's not fair.
Code of Ethics, you are not allowed to criticize a fellow commissioner in public.
I apologize, but it seems to me that is the case.
And if I didn't care, I wouldn't be the chair of this committee trying to solve the problems. Now, because I disagree with you doesn't mean I don't care about the committee. He was recertified in April of 2017. Dr. Sullivan signed off on it. I don't care how he got that, he signed off on it, so he was recertified. So we're talking about since April of 2017, Katie Holstein was very clear, the Department of Health was very clear, that recertifying it under CME, he does not need to turn in any documents. There's no legal requirement for
it. Well, I'm tired of this. We've been going around in circles.
So am I.
So I say we vote, so it goes on the record.
Okay.
Call for a vote. All in favor of this motion, say aye.
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 All against, say nay.
Nay.
Motion fails.
And I would like to add, it is not because I don't care about the community or I don't care about the public. I care a lot. How many hours have I put in for the community?
I wasn't accusing you in that regard.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned, please. Yeah. Please, you want to sign?